This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky Tuesday said Russia launched a deadly missile attack on the nation earlier in the day. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says two Russian ballistic missiles struck an educational facility and nearby hospital in central eastern Ukraine, killing over 40 people and wounding around 180 others. The strike occurred in the city of Poltava, the capital of the region of the same name. It lies 70 miles from the Russian border. In a video, Zelensky says one of the buildings of the Institute of Communications was partially destroyed. People found themselves under the rubble, but many were saved. The strike appears to be one of the deadliest carried out by Russian forces since the war began. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog, Rafael Grossi, said Tuesday he spoke with Ukrainian President Zelensky and other Ukrainian energy officials Tuesday before traveling to the Russian-occupied Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. International Atomic Energy Agency Chief Grossi had described the situation at Zaporizhzhia, Europe's largest nuclear plant, as very fragile following fresh attacks near the site in central Ukraine.
Some days we have some stability, and then the next day there is an event, an issue, a drone impact, or like today, we had one of the two existing power lines down, which means that the station is again on the verge of being on a blackout. So I would tend to agree when we say that the situation is very serious indeed.
Grossi has also vowed to expand IAEA inspections to include critical electrical supplies. He has repeatedly highlighted the vulnerability of Ukraine's energy infrastructure because of Russian attacks. This is VOA News.